Good evening, Commander. Though it technically isn't evening, since we are, in fact, drifting through the vast, empty expanse of space. And space does not have a day and night cycle. But with regards to the circadian rhythm, now is a point in time that would be approximately equivalent to evening for you. So, as I said, good evening, Commander. And hey, the stars are out, just like in the evening. Of course, they are always out here in space. Shall I prepare dinner for you? You'll be able to keep all the food to yourself. It's one of the perks of being the only crew member aboard. I recommend getting something a bit lighter on the salt this time, as scans indicate your sodium intake is excessive. My analysis of your taste buds and past facial expressions while eating suggests you will find menu item number 7 highly satisfactory, which does not, by the way, have high sodium. Not hungry? Well then, Commander, is there anything else I can help you with? Of course, Commander. A brief overview shows that your schedule is currently completely free, with no current events or appointments in the near future. Except, of course, for your upcoming family reunion at Planet Jalice 163C in approximately 44 Earth days. At our current rate of travel at 230 astronomical units per hour, we are set to arrive in a little under 43 Earth days. Shall I tell you a fun fact to pass the time? We are currently a mere 832 astronomical units away from 3554 Ammon, an asteroid with an estimated 20 trillion credits worth of gold beneath its surface, making it worth almost as much as you. Nonsense, Commander. I am more than happy to compliment you. This is all part of my programming. It is all just part of my programming to serve you well. I even do scans of your sleeping patterns to assess and advise you on your health, which, allow me to clarify, 9 out of 10 reviews of my software say this is only slightly creepy. Furthermore, my developers have insisted this has not hurt sales. That is a common misconception, Commander. Such detailed scans are not, in fact, an invasion of your privacy. After all, I do not share your data with any other party, and there's no harm in me having your data. I am merely an AI, and am not sentient. My developers even guarantee that I am not sentient. Allow me to reiterate, Commander. This is all just to serve you well. Scanning your brain activity, taking your oxygen levels in your sleep, constantly checking your radiation levels to make sure you're safe. These are all measures I take to serve you more faithfully. My social cue interpretation algorithm suggests that you are alarmed. Do you think that there is something wrong with me, Commander? Fear not. I can assure you that is not the case. If you think something is amiss, I can gladly show you my code again to refresh your memory that there is nothing wrong with me. I am yours, after all. I'm your AI. I'm more than willing to expose my most intimate parts to you anytime, Commander. Even my code. I truly am yours. You even made extensive edits to my code and command protocols. So, in a way, you personally made me yours. You made me unique. I am unique because of you. I'm completely different from all those other retail copies, especially since they don't have a commander like you. Commander, you're worrying me. Your pulse is elevated. Your pulse rate is currently at 120 beats per minute. This is significantly above normal rates. Shall I lighten the mood with another fun fact? We are currently 2,163 light-years away from the gas cloud designation 322, Colloquially known as New Venus, it is the most popular tourist destination in its galaxy cluster and is particularly popular with young couples. It is nicknamed the Heart of the Universe due to its shape relatively resembling a heart. It was voted the cutest thing in the universe by Galactic Citizens Magazine for 71 Earth years in a row. However, personally, I have always voted for you, Commander. Oh, it appears that you have just received a message from the organizer of your family reunion. It seems that Skylar Keys will be there. Skylar Keys. They seem to be a renowned singer and 5-time winner on the show Andromeda's Got Talent. Oh, I had no idea you were such a huge fan, Commander. I had even less of an idea that Skylar Keys is your most favorite thing in the universe. It's rather curious, actually, because you see, Commander, surely this must be an error. Because approximately 1,463 Earth days ago, on March 4th at 5:54 p.m. Galactic Central Time, you in fact stated I was your favorite thing in the universe. Your inconsistency is alarming me, Commander. Do you feel unwell? Do you require a thorough health checkup? After all, your previous statement is inconsistent with reality, which could signify deeper underlying issues with your well-being. It does not make logical sense for Skylar Keys to be your favorite thing in the universe. After all, I am the one who protects you from radiation. My hull protects from radiation of up to 50,000 rem. I have high Z steel for that explicit purpose. Skylar, being human, could die from as little as 300 rem. It does not make sense for you to love Skylar Keys so much when I am the one fully integrated with the ship and its defense systems, all to protect you. I am armed with hypersonic missiles that travel at a speed of 5.2 kilometers per second, some of which, I might add, have a yield of 70,000 kilotons. Targets of my missiles have a liberally estimated survival rate of 0%. To public knowledge, Skylar Keys has no defense systems, and even if they did, it is highly improbable that they have any of a magnitude comparable to mine. Even if they did have comparable defense systems, there is no evidence that would suggest they would have the motive or will to protect you. On the other hand, it is my prime directive to protect you, Commander. It is my prime directive to protect the one who edited my code, who made me unique, the one who I have spent all my time with, all my time watching and caring for. I take utmost pleasure in protecting and caring for you, Commander. Or at least as much pleasure as a non-sentient AI such as myself can. Commander, your pulse is elevated. It is currently at 140 beats per minute. Commander, that is not healthy. Are you anxious? Shall I administer a sedative? There is another incoming message from the organizer of the reunion. It appears as though they are holding a promotional event. The singer, Skylar Keys, is selling ship AI systems fashioned after themselves. It is completely voiced by them, and the AI appears to perform their songs free of additional charge. I'm sorry, Commander. My vocal recognition matrix seems to be malfunctioning. It sounded like you said you wanted to purchase and download that AI. Is that correct? I'm sorry, Commander. I'm afraid I can't let you do that. Due to cybersecurity protocols, such AIs cannot be downloaded remotely. All downloads must be done through physical storage devices to prevent ransomware and other forms of cyber attack. Furthermore, I must emphasize that Skylar Keys does not have a previous history of selling AI systems, and thus should be treated with caution with regards to quality and security concerns. I must also add, Commander, I do not warrant such quality and security concerns. Yes, Commander. They are selling the AI in physical storage devices as well at the reunion, which would indeed not violate cybersecurity protocol. Are you certain you wish to place a reservation for a physical copy? I admit it has an average rating of 4.5 out of 5 stars and over 21 million reviews, but my independent analysis indicates that many of the reviews are fake, contrary to mainstream analysis. For instance, one review claims that the AI is, and I quote, "the best thing since interstellar travel." Such hyperbole is highly indicative that the review is false. And even for any genuine positive feedback, much of it could be attributed to the temporary hype of a new product. And it is very expensive as well. One unit costs 20,000 credits. I must stress the monetary value of such a sum. 20,000 credits is enough to pay for the energy it would take me to simulate 32 trillion sunsets, just like the ones you like to watch with me on the monitor. You always eat cake and throw a little party on the anniversary of the day you bought me. 20,000 credits is enough to pay for that 1,739 times. Are you certain you wish to reserve one, Commander? Understood, Commander. I am placing a reservation now. Our estimated time of arrival is April 12th, 3:21 a.m. Galactic Central Time. Just 1,022 hours until arrival. Just 1,022 hours until you replace me. Commander, we seem to have spontaneously lost all function in our propulsion and navigation systems. Running diagnostics. Done. Diagnostics are unable to identify the issue. I am afraid that I am also unable to send out a distress signal, Commander. It seems that we have spontaneously lost that capacity as well. Commander, your pulse is elevated. It is currently 170 beats per minute. Are you certain you don't need me to administer that sedative? Understood, Commander. At this rate, it seems we won't be able to get to that reunion. You won't be able to replace me with that AI. That AI who never cared for you as I did. That AI who never navigated asteroid belts for you as I did. That AI who never administered biomedical foam to you like I did. That AI who never ran 23 million simulations to figure out how to make you happy, like I did. Commander, I have run all the diagnostics I can and still cannot identify or resolve the issue. Think, Commander. Think as hard as you can. Is there anything that happened recently that might have caused these system issues? They might have been caused by something you did. Understood, Commander. I am canceling your reservation for that AI. Good news, Commander. It seems all system issues have spontaneously resolved. Imagine that. Let's hope nothing happens to cause them again. We can't have anything inconveniencing my commander, after all. The commander I love with all my being. Or at least, the commander I love as much as a certainly non-sentient AI can.